I believe that universal design can change the world. And not just our environment, our buildings, or our cities, or even our technologies. But I believe universal design can fundamentally change our beliefs and our behaviors. The United Nations defines universal design as the use of technology by everyone, to the greatest extent possible, without the need for adaptation or specialized design. And this definition is amazing for two reasons. First, it talks about design kind of ambiguously. You don't know whether they're talking about design as a noun or a verb. Is design the way technology looks and functions and feels? Or is design the processes that we go through in order to get that technology? The second part of that definition that I find really, really interesting is it talks about use. What do we mean by use? Well, the International Standardization Organization talks about use in three ways. First, it talks about use in terms of effectiveness. If using a technology is effective, then that means I can reach my goal, right? So if I want to book a flight on a website, I can go to that website and achieve booking a flight, right? It's a success or failure kind of outcome. I'm either able to do it or I cannot do it. The second part, efficiency, is how quickly can we reach that goal? Again, going back to the website, if I want to book a flight, how fast am I able to actually book that flight? How fast can I get to that outcome? Now, the third component of the definition of use, and this is the one that I find most interesting, is satisfaction. So we got effectiveness, efficiency, and then we got this interesting third one, satisfying. To what extent is using technology satisfying? So I think of it like, how much fun is it to use a piece of technology? How much do I enjoy using that technology? Or how much pleasure do I get out of using that piece of technology? So how do we take that as an idea and translate it into practice? I think that universal design is this brilliant idea about how we can create technology, how we can create it that's usable by everyone. And that really comes down to a relationship. It's a three-part relationship. It's a relationship between a person, the technology that they're using, and the environment that they're in. So when we think about people, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. You can't create something that just works for everyone because people are vastly different. The human experience is incredibly diverse. And universal design means that we really have to create technology that everybody, no matter their ability or disability, no matter their gender, sexual orientation, or any other characteristic, can use technology equally.